From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. French President François Hollande's campaign to rally a bigger global offensive against Islamic State in Syria and Iraq has pulled him to Russia, where he is seeking support from Russian President Vladimir Putin this hour. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has more.
Despite holding different viewpoints on what to do about Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, France and Russia have drawn closer in recent weeks after losing hundreds of their citizens in attacks by ISIS. Hollande will ask Russian President Vladimir Putin to focus his country's air power solely on ISIS and not bombing other opposition groups to Assad.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister David Cameron is appealing to UK lawmakers for permission to extend to Syria the bombing campaign against ISIS. Larry Miller reports Cameron made the case that there is a strategy for Syria once ISIS is eliminated.
Prime Minister Cameron told the House of Commons Britain has military capabilities the U.S. and other allies don't, and after the Paris terror attacks, they are wondering if they can count on Britain.
If not now, when?
Cameron outlined a strategy he hopes will persuade reluctant lawmakers Syrian intervention will not mirror the chaotic aftermath of the Iraq war.
The commitment is clear: to preserve and develop the state in Syria and allow a new representative government to govern for all its people.
But Cameron says he won't ask lawmakers to vote unless it's certain they'll approve Syrian action. A parliamentary defeat, he warns, would give ISIS a propaganda coup. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
North and South Korean officials held peace talks in a border village today. NPR's Elise Hu reports that two sides came together for the first time since they threatened war against one another in August.
The topic of the inter-Korean meeting was other meetings. That is, the two sides met to prepare for further high-level talks in the future. But South Korea considers this a move in a positive direction after tensions flared in August when landmines, believed to be from the North, maimed two South Korean soldiers. The last high-level talks between the two countries took place in June of 2013, but North Korea canceled them after one day, citing dissatisfaction with the South Korean negotiator. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.
Pope Francis warns it would be, quote, catastrophic if world leaders allowed special interest groups to block consensus on an international climate agreement at the upcoming summit in Paris. Speaking through an interpreter, the pontiff says he hopes the participants will adhere to principles of justice.
An agreement which targets three complex and interdependent goals: reducing the impact of climate change, fighting poverty, and ensuring respect for human dignity.
France is speaking during a trip to Nairobi, Kenya. This is NPR News. Millions of families across the U.S. are sitting down to Thanksgiving lunch or dinner. The Obamas are sticking close to home as well for the event. NPR's Jason Beaubien tells us what's on the menu.
After pardoning a 40-pound turkey yesterday, President Obama dines on a different turkey today with all the trimmings. Ham, prime rib, and cornbread stuffing with chorizo are also on the menu. In keeping with the First Lady's push for healthier lifestyles, there's plenty of greens, collard, kale, turnip. The White House kitchen, however, is going quite heavy on desserts. There are reports of at least six different types of pies on offer.
That's NPR's Jason Beaubien. AAA says more than 43 million people were expected to travel by air, rail, and road this holiday season. Two NASA rovers are continuing to gather scientific data about Mars. NPR's Joe Palco reports one of them is about to get a close look at something no rover has studied before.
The rover called Curiosity is getting an up-close look at a feature known as an active sand dune. Called active because it's actually moving across the surface of Mars at a rate of about 3 inches per month. The dune is huge, in places rising as high as a two-story building. The dune's been studied by spacecraft orbiting Mars, but now scientists will get a closer look at what's going on. On the other side of Mars, the rover called Opportunity has had to slow down its activities because its solar panels don't generate very much electricity from the winter sunlight. But the 12-year-old rover is still able to study rocks on the southern side of Marathon Valley, where it's currently sitting. Joe Palca, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.